Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. The song lyrics Dayang Pelangi were created by Zuhdi Tamhudi. The lyrics come from Jambi folklore, Dayang Pelangi. The song tells the love story of Dayang Pelangi, a beautiful woman from Jambi and the king of China. Dayang Pelangi's beauty attracts several young men, making them fall in love. However, Dayang Pelangi's love is for the king of China. They go through hard things, including having to separate due to misunderstanding. But finally, they can live together forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
So listener, let's talk about the survival of the startups. In Indonesia, according to the Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, apparently, survival of startups in Indonesia is only 10 to 15% after it's established. And of course, this is not only happening in Indonesia, but also in the whole world. Startups, it goes big and then like a big bang, it bangs loud and then only big noises now. So to make sure that the startups will survive better, the minister said that in the future, the startups will automatically accommodate AI as a driver of business development. And the ministry, according to her, will continue to foster digital startups integrating AI in work processes. So the startups, especially the digital ones, will grow more optimally and efficiently. And she also said that the ministry will no longer classify a company as ordinary startup or AI startup, because in the future, according to her, the trend is that all startups will switch to AI to follow the development of the existing technology. So, do you think that AI will help startups to have a bigger survival rate? If you have your comment, and maybe you have another opinion about it, or even a questions, you can send it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, and also to our Facebook. Yeah, so hit us on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, so that we know what you think about it.
Jantungku terpompa cepat.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
You're still tuned to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Recently, Indonesian government has assured that our local industry is capable of competing in the global market, as seen through several achievements made by the domestic industrial sector. This was stated by the Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita during the kickoff for Industrial Technology Pioneers on Wednesday. And according to him, that apparently since 2022, the contribution of our manufacturing sector to the GDP has continued to increase. In addition, that from the manufacturing sector and GDP, in 2024, listener, the export value of our non-oil and gas processing industry was recorded like 196.54 billion US dollars, which is 74% of the total national export value of 264.70 billion US dollars. Meanwhile, the realization of investment in the processing industry also it reached like 42.1% of the total investment realization in our country, which was around 1,700 trillion rupees nationwide. And there are also so many other achievements made by our manufacturing industry. And therefore, it is expected that there will be more investors, and also this can assure everyone who wanted to invest in the country know that our local industry is capable to play in the global market.
Go.
listening to Sugibonia with Asma Librasi. Apparently, it is a not a real word in Indonesian. It is a coined word, a mixture between love and calibration. So in the beginning of the lyrics, they said that the love is being calibrated, meaning that the two people will have the same frequency. And isn't it fun to have the same frequency? Although apparently not all people share similar frequency towards this song. People were polarized about this song on Twitter, but thank God the vocalist of Sugibonian, which is Sugi herself, she tried to accept any kind of criticism. She tried to be very positive, which is a nice quality to find amid so many harsh comments on the internet. However, completely unrelated to those comments online, Sugi is not joining the Sugibonian anymore. So we're still waiting for the next thing that Fanny Sugi will pull for us. So from Sugibonian with Asma Librasi, let's take a look into another song that... Take a look now. Let's listen to another song that is often played in Indonesian coffee shops. But this one will be about something relatable during our COVID-19, also the restriction or lockdown era, in which we are forced to face ourselves in a daily basis. And everything seems to be falling apart, but this song says, what we need to do is just to do what we need to do, brush our teeth every morning, wake up every morning, and evaluate everything, because we do not know how many people who still want to see us tomorrow. So here's Hindia with Evaluasi or Evaluation. Yes, never miss a day to evaluate your own ways, although you do not need to overthink about it. Just make a rather casual evaluation about the ways that you are doing today. And remember that at least you're doing it. At least you're doing it. Despite maybe there's still no improvement, but at least you still try and you're still able to try. Maybe that's the thing that we can still be grateful for. Now listener, in the spirit of evaluation, I'd like to you to evaluate us. So tell us what you feel about our service. You can share it to our application at Edit Digital. Below the video and audio player, you can find the comment section. And you just please write something that you want to tell us in here. And then you can also WhatsApp us on the number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok VOI_official, and please share with us anything that we need to do for you. And also, if you get any questions related to Indonesia, please feel free to ask us and we'll try to answer it for you. So from Hindia with evaluation, this next song, people says that this is so many people's quote-unquote pandemic song because it was released right in the beginning of the pandemic, right when the lockdown is imposed at so many places. Here is a nice touch by Discoria. Discoria is specializing in, well, just like the name, disco songs. They try to bring back the vibes of the 80s and 90s. And in here, Discoria is collaborating with an actress who is also... she has a, apparently has a very good voice. Here is Discoria featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo with Serenata Jiwa Lara, or The Serenade of The Sad Souls. Stationed on Edit World Service, Voice of Indonesia. now we like to bring you to a place that according to so many Indonesians is the best place to retire, which is Wonosobo. Wow, it's really near to the Dieng Plateau. But right now we're not talking about the place, instead we'll talk about a music from there which is called Bundaran. Station on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
People in the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to the small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called Bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi Bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Kowangan and called Betep in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with slumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, Kowangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of Bundengan, which looks like shell, possess some question. One of them is why people call the instrument Bundengan.
Disebut Bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called Bundengan because from Kowangan name, it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called Bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called Bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon prau ne wos nenga siap yuk ya banyu pinela ora cemu cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggala.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengera.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids' song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me, with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Bundengan itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munin, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. And it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kampul, and bende, and produce kampul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple, is the main key which is played by Bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely Bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagefe. To make kasalami, initially kagefe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagefe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagefe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasalami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasalamis. Kasalami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasalami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasalami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasalami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called kagefe.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's the news. The capital city of Bali Province, Denpasar, celebrated 237th anniversary on Thursday. Bali Governor Wayan Koster, in his remarks during the commemoration ceremony, emphasized that the city's development will require support from the Bali provincial government, officials from other Balinese districts, and all components of society. The governor affirmed that the development efforts in Denpasar should align with Bali's development framework for 2025-2030, which is built on the vision of Nangun Satkerti Loka Bali that aims to maintain the purity and harmony of Bali's nature and its inhabitants. Presiden Prabowo Subianto accompanied by the Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin and Deputy Agriculture Minister Sudaryono met with delegation of Brazilian businessmen on Wednesday. According to Sadikin, the Brazilian delegation offered products at affordable prices, and quoted from Antaranews.com, the Health Minister said generic drugs will be among those provided. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.